Pack your bags, your dream destination awaits. Thanks to Phil Hoffman Travel for over 30 years creating moments you'll never forget. This is 5AA Travel Talk.
How is it 30 years?
34 exactly now.
You have an age. Look at you. You're Benjamin Button. You're going the other way.
Krista came into my office tonight and she said, "Your hair's getting whiter and whiter." I said, I think it's the job.
How is the Queen? I haven't seen her for a long time.
She's very good. She ran our New Zealand program tonight down there at the Sky Deck, and we had 105 people there. New Zealand really in demand at the moment. So Krista was sort of doing the introductions, and we had Grand Pacific Tours, and we had Ancro as well there, and it was a really good night, and people getting a lot of information about New Zealand. And Leith, we've got the direct flights out of Adelaide with Air New Zealand, which is 4.5 hours, 5 hours away, and you're there in Auckland, and away you go. So
might be my favourite airline, Air New Zealand.
You like them.
She would be happy, the Queen of Cruising. Gee, the numbers that Mel was mentioning in the news.
Yeah, they're saying at the moment on the 23 figures, 2 million up on pre-COVID levels, 2 million cruise travellers on the year basis, on the world basis, and they say that we're over the top now as far as pre-COVID levels for Australia.
Yep.
But this year we'll probably have a record year, hitting something like about 1.8 million Australian travellers cruising around Australia and domestically.
Having experienced it twice, and you've done thousands. Why would you not?
Exactly.
It's so much value for money.
Yeah, and I mean, some of the direct stuff out of Adelaide to New Zealand is just the way to go, when you can just, you know, drive down to Outer Harbour, be dropped off there, get on a Princess cruise ship and sail down to New Zealand, circumnavigate New Zealand back. And we've got three departures in October, November this year. So if people are still thinking, wanting to do something, it's going to be a big year in next year late this year and in early next year for cruising out of Adelaide, and I think we're going to get more cruise ships per year now because we're doing it all right down at Outer Harbour.
How good is that? Now, Jodie Watson's going to join us a little later on in the show.
And can I tell you, she's so excited. She's been in training our staff today because a little baby is being born in Adelaide, born inside Australia, coming in terms of Sydney Eclipse, a new ship into Australian waters, Sydney Eclipse 2 coming into Sydney on Friday, and brand new, and it's sparkling, and it's going to be something very special. And I was looking tonight on my computer before I came in, it says Sydney Eclipse coming into Sydney. We're 2 days, 12 hours and 44 minutes away from the arrival of Sydney Eclipse 2, and I'm going to get a chance to see it on Saturday. So very excited about Sydney Eclipse 2, which we're going to be talking with Jodie when she comes on a bit later on.
Yes, we look forward to that. Now, there's lots of industry news to get into. What can you tell us about Oceania Cruises?
Well, a great cruise line, and they're coming in. They've got their new program now for the tropics and exotic voyages, which cover, you know, Asia, South America, the Pacific, and they're coming with their 2025-26 tropics and exotic collection.
Mm-hmm.
And the reservations open up on April the 17th, which is on Thursday. So we're very excited about that with the Oceania program. And having done 20 odd years in sailing on Oceania vessels, I can really recommend Oceania Cruise Line, because they do it so well. They've got their new ship called Vista. They've got another one coming out later this year. I think it's in July, or maybe next year, Allure. And they're beautiful new ships. They've ordered two more for in the next couple of years. So all the cruise lines are putting in orders for a new build. So, you know, the market, they're really seeing the market growing. And the other, I think, newsworthy item, Leith, is that a lot of younger people are booking cruising because they suddenly realise the value of cruising when you go there with what's an inclusive in the program. So, so that's an interesting stat. We're certainly seeing that in the numbers coming.
And you enjoy the tropics and the exotic locations as you go. What's going on with the Adelaide airports?
Well, they've got the valet parking back again, which, you know, was very popular in the past. They closed it off before COVID, but it's open again now, so you can drive up to the southern entrance of the airport, drop your car off, someone will park it for you, and then you walk through and check your bags in, and away you go. They're charging something like $85 a day. If you go for longer, the rates will come down and come more attractive, but I still think that's not a bad a rate to have your, you know, especially if you're a business person and you're in a hurry and you want your car again at night when you come back.
Yep.
So you arrive up there, and a lot of business people are always running late. So, you know, drop your car, someone parks it for you. Can I tell you, I've seen that in the States where we were running late one night for a flight back to Australia on Air New Zealand, believe it or not. And this gentleman who'd done a lot of traveling with me, and he said, just give me $20 US, Phil. And I said, yeah, okay. He said, I'll just give it to the guy. And I said, but this is a hire car. And he said, don't worry. He said, they'll park, they'll put it back for in the right place for you and everything else. And he did. And we just jumped on because we were running really late.
Yes.
And so it can all happen anywhere. So that's a new service for Adelaide Airport, which I think people are going to like.
Well done.
And the other good news is LATAM Airlines, which flies to South America, is going to start their service again, direct Sydney to Santiago, South American flight reinstated, commencing the 28th of October 2024, just under 13 hours of travelling to Santiago in Chile. And I've done this on Qantas, so this is going to be a good service for LATAM as well. So I have two services there going to Santiago each day. Well, this is one for 4 days a week, but certainly nice to have some competition on that run as well.
So is that the southern point to go down to Antarctica or to see other parts of South America?
Going to South America and go in from there, especially, you know, if you're going down the Galapagos like you said, Antarctica, go into Santiago, and then you fly down to the southernmost point of Chile. So you've heard me talk about the southernmost point of Argentina, which is Ushuaia. This is the other side on the Chile side. So,
gotcha.
But a good service to going from Sydney down to Santiago.
Oh, South America would be beautiful. Hey, I saw in your socials, always great to follow Phil Hoffman Travel on social to see what's going on. Gee, your Canada and Alaska presentations were popular.
Just through the roof. Peter Williams, he's a bit of a maestro at the way he does it. He loves the presentations, but he loves the destinations. And I think that comes through in when he's doing it, you know, because he loves Canada. He skied there at Christmas. He's been there through many times in the summer, and Alaska put the combination together. And the gentleman that I've known for a long time, I walked in today and he had been at one of the seminars with Peter, and he was there booking today. And he said to me, Phil, that's one of the most professional presentations I've ever seen. And so it really made me proud to know that, you know, people are seeing that what we do, how we do it with the team. Got a great team that do the events and put on, as I said, like tonight, we had 105 there for New Zealand talking on, you know, traveling around New Zealand.
Nice. Well done, Pete.
Yeah.
Pat on the back. We love that.
Yeah.
Tell us about your Platinum Cruise Club, because you've got an exclusive Majestic Mediterranean.
Yeah, this is a concept that Peter put together, the Platinum Cruise Club, where we get great values with some of our cruise suppliers, putting it together, and we've got a great one here, and it's on Celebrity, which is a beautiful new ship or a series of ships. It's for all of them now, and we've got a great program here, sailing. And it does the Eastern Mediterranean ports of Greece, Turkey, and Italy. It has a 7-night land tour attached to it, followed by 11 nights sailing aboard Celebrity Accent through the Eastern Mediterranean ports of Greece, Turkey, and Italy. Beautiful program very well priced. So if people are thinking, certainly next year in 2025, you know, there's some exciting programs that we've got with this Platinum Club. And we'll be doing a lot more of this where we get great rates from the suppliers, putting together with good airfare and good land and great combinations, and certainly it's a way of seeing good parts of Mediterranean for
beautiful.
Next year. And this one is on a good time. It's in June, and I reckon my favourite times for cruising in Europe and around that time is May, June, or September, October. So I think it's a great time. This will be a great cruise.
And how exciting when you've got something to look forward to. You've got a year away.
Absolutely.
Jody's going to join us in a second. Two quick ones. Rail, still popular? Still
very, very popular. You know, the 2025 program is out, and they've got some great departures there. It's a great way of seeing other parts of Australia that sometimes we never get to, or some of us who are a bit lazy in driving through these parts of the outback. You can do it with rail, and they've got some great programs. But what I love about what the rail people have done now, Journeys Beyond, who control, you know, the Indian Pacific, the GAN, and the Great Southern, is they've put a lot of little stopovers, little excursions during the course of the journeys, coming from whether it's coming from Darwin to Adelaide or Adelaide to Darwin or across to Perth from Sydney, or the Great Southern from Brisbane to Adelaide and vice versa. Great stopover excursions there where you can get off for the day, do some great sightseeing, and then get back on the train at night and be spoilt rotten by the good meals that you get and enjoy the ambience of train travel.
And can I just quickly put out a community service announcement? Can Ella Forrest please turn her radio off for a second, because she listens to the show at night, you know that, because the next one will be, this all we'll hear about for the next year, Phil. I'm looking at your family holidays, and there's one in particular to Florida in the United States. You're looking at getting more families in holidays at PHT?
We are, because it's since COVID, a lot more people, or post-COVID now, a lot more people want to travel with their families, and whether it's, you know, sort of taking the, you know, multi-generational group or just your kids away, because that you'll give them memories that they'll never forget. This one is to Florida, you know, and it covers, you know, going down to Disney World and all around the Miami area there, Key West and that, and then doing a three-night cruise aboard Royal Caribbean Jewel of the Seas as well. So it's a great combination. I can remember taking my girls across to Florida and to Orlando and spending some time there, and it's fantastic. And so this is a great program that we've got coming out. So we're going to be a lot more of that, where we'll have combinations, land and cruising. And I think that's the beauty of that is you know, combining combinations so that people, you know, because not everyone wants to cruise. And, and as I said, not everyone wants just to do land, so to have a nice combination, it works really well. And especially when Australians are travelling, Aletha, and you know this, that you just don't go for, you know, 7 days or 10 days. No. If you can and your budget allows you, you go for 3 to 4 or 5 weeks to justify the airfares that you're spending to get there, and then you like to sort of have a combination of, say, land cruise or whatever. I mean, some people just like getting, you know, on a train and just travelling through Europe on a train, or getting hiring a car. All combinations are possible. Nothing's out. And also, there are so many great coach tours now, whether you talk the States, Canada, whether you talk Europe, it's all available.
But you look at that, 14 nights, guided to a Fort Lauderdale to Miami, September of next year. You know how many, I know this for a fact, you know how many theme parks there are in Orlando? I mean, there's three alone with Disney, there's Universal Studios. Oh, my Lord.
And you need about 2 days to do every one of them, because there is so much, you know, to see and do, and to, you cannot do it in one day.
We were looking at it today. There's 48 different rides at the Orlando Universal Studios, because they're three different parks that you can choose from. So, Phil, take you and your grandkids on that one. Imagine that. Get on the water slides and just have yourself a blast. That would be amazing. Ultimate Florida family adventure. If you want to go with the family, do so with Phil Hoffman Travel, and make it generational. Don't just take mum and dad. Somebody said that to me once. You know the best thing you can ever take on a family vacation? The grandparents. Because that then gives mum and dad a bit of a chop out. You can actually enjoy yourself. Jody Watson is about to join us. There's a bit going on with Jody, and you mentioned at the start of the show, she'd be a bit excited.
She is very excited, because she's going to Sydney, I think, on Friday or Saturday with the new ship arriving, and she's going to be sort of hosting a lot of agents there to see the ship on Saturday, and also clients on Sunday. But yeah, very excited about this, because these Scenic Eclipse ships, and as I said, I had the privilege of being and going to New York for the christening of Scenic Eclipse 1, so I'm very excited about seeing Scenic Eclipse 2.
Evening, Jody, you a bit excited?
Excitement is an understatement, gentlemen.
Got the new car smell.
We've been waiting a long time for this to happen, so we're pretty excited, most definitely.
Jody, what makes the Scenic Eclipse ships so, you know, I mean, there's something very special about them. You know, only so many passengers, but so many restaurants, and it's just got everything that makes it an unbelievable ship.
You know what, Phil, I think the thing is too for us, and I think why the excitement is there too, is because this is the very first time that the Scenic Eclipse, and in fact any of our ships, have ever sailed into home waters. So, you know, Scenic obviously was formed over 38 years ago in Newcastle, so we're an Australian company. And to have her sail into Circular Quay, Sydney Harbour on Friday morning at 7 a.m. is really a pinnacle for us, to have those ships back, you know, in home waters as such. So we're calling it Welcome Home, and, you know, to really make a mark. So it's going to be really, really exciting.
And I'm sure, Jody, that Channel 9 is going to be around the place with a big helicopter on Friday morning. Someone's going to be around filming, because they certainly did it in New York, and it was fantastic, because it was being back to Australia at the right time. And so this one will be, you know, live time with us. And so I think it'll be exciting to be able to see it.
Well, you know, it will be. And I think the thing is too, you know, it's her first port. She'll come into Sydney, obviously, into Circular Quay, you know, and it's the beginning of the Australian season. So she'll go from Sydney then to Newcastle, which is hometown for us. And then she heads off, on her maiden voyage then up from Newcastle to Cairns, and then from Cairns through to Darwin, followed then by our inaugural Kimberley season from May until August of this year. So I think what's even more exciting for our guests is to know that Scenic Eclipse 2 is actually going to be based in the Southern Hemisphere for the remainder of 2024 and into 2025.
And, so and
that's pretty exciting.
Yeah,
well,
I'm particularly excited because I'm going to get a chance, one, to see it on Saturday and Sunday, but two, I've got a group in the Kimberleys in June this year with a whole group coming on board with me on Scenic Eclipse 2 to do the Kimberley.
Yeah.
So now you've got some toys on board that not everyone thinks, you know, when I first heard you talking about it years ago, Jody, I never believed it would be possible. But tell us about a couple of the toys that make Scenic Eclipse 1 and 2 very special.
Well, probably unique would be the fact
all
that
right,
we have well, there's a couple, isn't there? We have our submersible on board, and then, of course, your favourite, the Maserati helicopters, if you call them. So we have the two helicopters on board with the submarine or the submersible, which definitely, you know, enhance, I think, our guest sightseeing opportunities whilst they're on board as well. But you know what? Not only toys, Phil, you know, you've got your Zodiac, the paddle boards, the stand-up paddle boards. You've got the kayaks, which a lot of the guests will do, you know, their excursions with. You've also got, you know, on board, you know, when you talk about it, I mean, I could talk about this ship for the next 40 minutes, but, you know, she's not only beautiful and luxurious, you know, she's got her sense of spa, the gym, yoga retreat. I'm sure you're in that yoga retreat yourself. Multiple pool areas on board. But, you know, it's how the ship has been designed, Phil.
Yep.
And I think, you know, you're fully aware of that, but some of our guests probably wouldn't, you know. The Eclipse itself was designed for the polar regions specifically. So what that actually means for our guests is we are what we call polar 6 ice rated, which means the hull of the ship is basically designed to break through the ice. So what that means is when we're in those polar regions, you know, we can get right through to the ice shelf and dock further inland than anyone else. So to enhance, again, the guest experience to explore those areas as well, you know. So
you're not running with this in, you're not running with this in the hallway, are you? You take someone's eye out. Look how sharp it is at the edge there, Jody.
Oh,
amazing.
I tell you. And you know what? The guys, I haven't been into the Antarctica with her, but one of our colleagues has, and she said, honestly, to stand up the front of the observation deck as it went through the ice to hear the cracking of that ice, it will be something that she'll never forget, you know.
And Jody, something special too about your staff on board, you know, the expedition teams. I think this is a unique feature that often, you know, our listeners may not have thought about, that we have these expedition people that have been on these areas or been in these areas for so many years, have so much experience, they're there with you and they're taking you on these expeditions each day. That's what Leith makes it unique in terms of you know, the knowledge these guys have and the girls as well have in explaining where you're going, what you're doing each day. And especially, you know, I mean, I've done Antarctica about 3 times and I'm looking forward to one day taking a group on Scenic Eclipse 2 down into Antarctica and doing it there. But I am especially looking forward now to doing the Kimberleys, because that, again, is a very unique part of Australia that a lot of people never get a chance to. So to do it on Scenic Eclipse. And Jody, the one thing that really throws me is the number of restaurants you got on board. For a ship that's only got 225, I think, maximum passengers, something like 9 restaurants.
10. After 10 dining experiences.
Sorry, oh, you added one.
My friend. 10 dining experiences. So you know what? We don't only give our guests the, you know, we have the journeys of a lifetime, but they also have a gastronomic journey as well, you know, on board. You know, we've got 38 chefs on board from 15 different countries, I believe, and they create, I think it's about 3,500 recipes on board. So, in fact, you would need to be on board, gentlemen, for 3 months to eat your way through every meal on board.
Challenge accepted.
Challenge accepted.
Jody, we're in.
You're in.
Gee, it's a striking looking ship too, isn't it?
Oh, like it's
extraordinary.
I was going to say, when you see it in the waters and that, you just go, oh my God. You know, as I said, when I saw the initial plans and design for it, I said, oh yeah. Yep. And then when you see it in real life, and now to have two of them there, and I know we're not allowed to say Jody, but will there be a third?
I'm not saying a word.
All right, okay. All right, I'm going to ask you, I won't put you...
just blink once.
You said something, not me.
Okay. Jody, tell us, you know, it's going to be around in Australian waters. It's going to be doing the Kimberleys. But you've got another program that I saw tonight, East Antarctica. Uh-huh. Tell me about East Antarctica.
Well, you can imagine, as you were just discussing before, obviously the traditional way would be going into, you know, Buenos Aires and then going to Ushuaia and then heading from the Northern Hemisphere. But for us, we are offering our guests to explore Antarctica right here from Australia. So our guests will be able to, you know, definitely follow in. Well, I was reading up about it, you know, a few months ago, you know, and follow the footsteps of some of those world's greatest explorers. You know, even our own, we were discussing this afternoon, you know, even our own adopted Sir Douglas Mawson, you know, who was a lecturer right here in the University of Adelaide. So we've got two primary itineraries. So one is focusing on the journey of Mawson himself in December of this year, where we get to sail out of Milford Sound in New Zealand, and then we return back into Hobart. And then the other two are in January of 2025, where we will head down to the Ross Sea region, departing from Hobart and then coming back into Dunedin, into New Zealand. And, well, I think what's special about this is the fact that... I was, again, reading all my information, but data actually tells us that only 514 passengers have actually visited this location out of more than 74,000 visitors that have actually gone to Antarctica itself.
Wow.
So to be, you know, and you think about it, we're going to have, you know, 200 passengers on board the three, so that's 600 other guests now from Australia will be able to head down into this magnificent, region most definitely, which is, you know, never hasn't been frequented by, you know, a lot of travellers as, you know, the data shows. But, you know, some great opportunities to go through here. I think some of the highlights in this area, Phil and Lise, they're going into Cape Adare. Now, Cape Adare is the home to the largest Adelie penguin rookery in Antarctica.
Mm-hmm.
They go to the Baleny Islands, which is just, it's a remote series of little islands that straddle the Antarctic Circle. And then we'll be able to, you know, experience and explore the spectacular coastlines there. There's a lot of volcanic island areas around, so we'll be able to do that by the Zodiac. And, of course, everybody goes down to this wonderful area, you know, for the humpback whales, the fin, the minkies, you know, the plethora of seals that they'll have down there. And then, which is really, I think, impressive for us, is a lot of guests will go down. And similar to South Georgia, Macquarie Island has an impressive colony of king penguins as well. But they have, very unique to them, is the royal penguin, which is only unique to this area. They would not see this from the other side.
Oh, wow. We have a colleague, Jody, who went to Antarctica, Michael Keelan. He describes the silence of the place, like, because there's no one else there, but also just the beauty of the ice and the snow in that it's untouched by industry. You know, it's like diamonds. Completely. You're looking at sparkling diamonds.
And you know, you're 100% correct. And you know what? The thing is, too, on each of these journeys, I think it's great. Jason Fletcher, our head of discovery, he will then, as he says, he goes on a recon in the helicopter. They'll go up. They'll have a look around. And if there's something else that, you know, they spot, they stop the ship, they drop the Zodiacs, and they go out and investigate. So a lot of this will be self-discovery as well. Yeah. And I know that after he did a bit of a chat with us as sales managers, and he just said, look, you know, this itinerary is ever evolving. So there's also different things that, you know, some of our guests are already booked on, but they're going to look forward to some more experiences that are going to obviously, you know, be offered as well. And can you imagine Can you honestly imagine, gentlemen, going down to this area in six-star ultra luxury on board the Scenic Eclipse 2?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I think it says enough.
Jody, I think that's the great thing about it is, you know, expedition cruising and then come back to your, you know, six-star deluxe, you know, comfort at night and talking to, you know, your expedition leaders after the day out.
Exactly.
And then sitting down and having a stunning meal and just talking about it. As I said, I've done it three times to Antarctica, and I'd go tomorrow, Leith, if I could, and especially I'd go and see the eclipse too. So we're excited about seeing it on Saturday. Jody, one thing I'd like to finish off with is next year the ship goes to Japan and also South Korea.
We've secured a group,
with Japan and going in May, Leith. So very exciting times coming up with Scenic. And, Jody, just before you go, it's not on the script, but also, you know, your stuff with, you know, cruising in river cruising in Europe is just huge as well this year, 24 and 25. Anything special that we need to know?
Anything special at the moment? We've got amazing for our river cruising in Europe with Scenic. You've got your economy flights included. Obviously for any, I think any cruise over 10 nights, 11 days. And then we've also got an amazing air credit, business class air credit of $4,500. So you book your airfares through us, we'll take $4,500. As you well know, Phil, business class airfares at the moment are between $10,000 and $12,000. So, you know, Scenic will cover, you know, $4,500 of that. So, you know, some great opportunities. Definitely pop in. You know, to our listeners, definitely give, you know, the team at Phil Hoffman Travel a call. And, you know, and obviously depending on which departure they go on, depending on which cruise they go on, there's also those other benefits and promotions that we have as well.
Jody, you must have stirred up the troops today, because when I saw them when they came out of your session, they're going, we're going to listen tonight to hear you on radio, hear Jody talking about the Scenic Eclipse too. So you must have got them going. So, Jody, thank you. And we look forward to catching up with you on Saturday
in
Sydney on Scenic Eclipse 2. And as I said to our listeners, probably that will be on Channel 9 on Friday morning on see it from the chopper as well above as it enters.
Well, make sure you don't pierce the Opera House in half with that fancy ship of yours,
Jody.
We will
not. We'll make sure you arrive safely. Do
Excellent.
Not worry.
Excellent. We'll look forward to that.
Thank you, Jody. For your time, gentlemen.
Thanks, Jody.
Senior Business Development.
She's a great salesperson and great training person for our staff, because, and this is what I love working with some of the great suppliers is the time they put into the staff with, you know, the training and knowing about the product and all the little things that makes it when you're selling a product such as, you know, Scenic Eclipse 2, which is a six-star product.
Yeah.
But as I said, people love it because they just know they're going to be spoiled. And can I tell you, and I didn't have a chance to say it when Jody was listening, was that when my wife went on Scenic Eclipse 2 and she was going doing the checkpoint of the whole cabin, you know, she graded it about 11 out of 10, and she's a hard marker. He said the final thing that got her over the thing was the fact that there was a Dyson hair dryer in every cabinet. Now, for every woman that's listening, that's the ultimate.
So she's forget about the helicopters and the submersibles. It's got a Dyson. It's actually, funnily enough, with the choppers and the it's something out of James Bond. It kind of looks like a James Bond type ship.
When they first showed me the first lot of diagrams of what was going to be potential Scenic Eclipse 1, I said, no way. No way. And then you get on board and you see these helicopters. And as I said, they're not just helicopters. They're Maserati. And they fold back into the side of the ship on both sides. And then you've got the submersive.
It's amazing where we're going with those.
It is.
People are throwing out ideas. Now, we're going to get our skates on to let you out of here and go see your lovely wife. You've got a unique tour coming up to Morocco, the gateway to Africa.
Yeah, this is a beautiful tour. And Morocco is a very hot favourite at the moment of people travelling through this area. And we've got our Georgie Johnson, who's been with us for 20 years at Phil Hoffman Travel. She's taking this group to Morocco 30th of March 2025, 19 days escorted throughout. And so if someone wanted to, and we only got a limited, you know, departure on this one, but it's escorted all the way by Georgia, who's a great traveller and a great person as well, taking it for us. And as I said, great chance for people to Morocco, whether you're a single traveller, going as a couple or whatever. whatever, but this is a venture of a lifetime with Georgia, and you're going to certainly enjoy Morocco,
March,
as I said.
March next year,
the 30th of March, 2025.
You've got one spot left on your Galapagos trip.
We have.
One spot.
One spot. And I tell you what, I'm so excited because it's getting closer and closer. Only 5 months to go, but as I said, that's another one that's always been on our bucket list. But look, so many people are just sort of discovering different places now, what they want to do and go. Just come and see us, and we'll sit down with our consultants and make it all happen for you.
You got a couple of events coming up. Viking Cruises, Arkaba on the 29th of April, PHT Skydeck at Glenelg on the 1st of May, so people can find out all about the Viking.
Yeah, Viking, some great programs there. We've got a couple of group tours that, or escorted, tours there, cruises, where one is going to the sea to Lapland and do the Norwegian fjords, and the other one is that Mike Clark is taking, and it's going all the way from Bergen down to New York, which is one of your favorite yeah, cities to finish in. But it does up to see the polar bears, it does Greenland, it does Iceland, and down the east coast of Canada, and then into America, into to New York, and finishes in New York. The itinerary is 29 nights. It goes next year in June 2025. Beautiful time to travel through that area. And as I said, it's probably 5 cruises in one cruise.
Wow.
But if you've got the time, it's way to do and see so much of that part of the world. And Mike Clark from our lounge in down at Glenelg will be taking it, and Mike's one of the most senior consultants that we have in Phil Hoffman.
Lovely man. Gee, polar bears, he must have had to wrestle the Queen of Cruising for that
trip. Well, but she's going earlier this year. Later this year, she's doing the Northwest Passage, and so she will see the polar bears probably before we'll get a
chance. That's all she does at home there, Victor. She just Googles polar bears and sea captains. Back roads, you have the Skydeck 2 on the 8th of May, so you can find out all the details there, pht.com.au. And as we let you go, Turkish and Japan Airways, some good flights there too. If people want to go.
Absolutely. And Leith, just as we finish, a lot of the seminars we do are for people to find out a lot more about, these destinations.
Yes.
It's not a hard sell.
No,
it's, it's about just sort of finding out a chance to sit with consultants at the tables when they come in, a bit of food and nibbles and that, and a glass of wine or whatever. But it's more about them being relaxed and listening to the presentation, like we heard with Peter with Canada and Alaska and that, and European River Cruising, these destinations such as the cruising as well, just so people feel familiar with the product, feel happy, comfortable, and as I said, there is no pressure, but there is opportunities for them to deposit on the night and get some bonus offers. But it's all about just finding out more and more about.
That's a great thing to mention, because it is. It's almost like it's watching a tourism ad really for the place, and then deciding, right, is this for me? And if it is, yes. When do you want to go? Yep. Do you want to go sooner? Yep. Do you want to, plan your trip out and have all those conversations? But, you don't lock the doors of the Skydeck and not let people out at the end of it. Phil, lots going on. Lovely to see you as always. Thank you for that. So you're off to Sydney. Enjoy that this weekend.
I will, looking forward to it. And as I said, I'll better tell you all about it next week.
Beautiful. Hope your football team wins this week. They're just chugging along nicely. Just
big one this week, Collingwood. So, and who have you got?
We have got the GWS Giants.
Both of us have got some tough games. Interesting next Tuesday, Leith.
I know. Phil Hoffman, always here, and for over 30 years has been making dreams come true.
Discover Europe in a whole new way with Phil Hoffman Travel and APT. Experience Europe in 2025 on board APT's brand new next generation luxury river ships with dreamy destinations on your doorstep. Book your 15-day all-inclusive magnificent Europe luxury river cruise today and save up to $2,000 per couple with flights included from just $8,495 per person twin share. T's and C's apply. Phil Hoffman Travel, pht.com.au.